How many know God is working? Philip, I think you got me muted because I couldn't have heard what I said. Anybody know he's working it out? I didn't think that was revolutionary, huh? He's working it. Other songs say sooner or later. Y'all don't want to talk to me. It's turning around for Luke 15. Came expecting something from God. Luke 15, verse 17. Yes. Yeah. Luke 15, verse 17. I'm reading from the King James translation, and it says this, and when he came to himself. I want to talk about temporary insanity. You may have your seat. King James says, and when he came to himself. New Revised Standard Translation says, but when he came to his senses. Temporary insanity. Have you ever been crazy? Have you ever looked back over your life and said, how in the world did I get here? I ain't preached in a month. Have you ever had a season of your life where you had to wonder why the people around you stayed around you? Because I was crazy the whole time. Have you ever been so crazy? The only person that could talk sense to you was you. Have you ever been in a situation where you had, that David had, where you had to talk to your doggone self? When you've had to pay the price for every decision you've made. Some of us have experience and exposure to theme parks we never wanted to go to. You got t-shirts and hats. Proof. You've been in some crazy situations. All because you thought you had it figured out. We find a boy that has left home because he thought he was ready to take on the world. Demanded what was due to him, and he left, seeking comfort away from his father's safety. And he learned that comfort comes with a cost. Ego comes with a cost. There's a group of us that shout now because of deliverance. But if you understood what makes me wave my hands, you wouldn't want to sit beside me. If you understood the stuff I still don't want everybody to know, that's still a part of my praise party, you wouldn't want to be close. If you knew what I still struggle with, because every experience in the far country might have been bad, but I had fun when I was out there. And some of us can say that the hard truth is most of us struggle. Temporary insanity. Howard Thurman says, don't ask God to guide your footsteps if you're not willing to move your feet. And some of you that are sitting there looking at me, you ain't said nothing since I announced it. This is my proclamation. You're a little crazy too. I ain't got long. Let me rush through the text. Three things we learned about being temporary insane. I told y'all I'm not going to be long today. First thing we learned about being temporary insanity, First thing we learned is that you roam beyond God's perfect will. Anytime you drift out of God's perfect will, you're a little insane. Now, this roam is not forceful. It's really a slow drift away from what you used to be used to. You, like a boat in the middle of the ocean, you are where you want to be. But if you don't put your anchor down, you will slowly drift. The problem is not the anchor. The problem is not the drift. The problem is if you don't understand that it seems like I'm not moving, but I'm slowly drifting away. You slowly do stuff for free. You said you wouldn't do for $1 million. You self-justify crazy. Self-justify means you make it right because you did it. It's what you judge other people for doing, but you did it on purpose. You did it because that's what you wanted to do. You do it because you felt like it's okay because I did it. But when somebody else do it, they go into hell. But you don't want to talk about that. Some of us in here struggle because we can't recognize that you are in of our country. For our country. The danger of our country is not geographical, it's spiritual. Because see, you like to play in sin. They practice sin. You slip into sin. They woke up to sin. In the far country. They promise you more than they ever plan on giving you. Far country. I'll give you the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky. But won't take you to Ruth Chris to wet your palate, put some on your stomach. Temporary. We've all been a little crazy. You let them. I ain't preached in a month. You let them play with you, but won't even let them drive your car. What's more valuable in the far? Far country. It seems like it work, but it's tearing you down the whole time in the far. Far country is when you're in the far country, you go to the casino and assume you're going to always win. Because you think all of these lights and tables are here because they like giving money away. In the far country. Far country. You got friends that you never had before. And all they can talk about is what you brought to the gathering because they're not here for you. They're here because of what you got. And so you find yourself in the far. In the far country, you'll go higher than you've ever been. And then it'll drop you lower than you ever thought you could go. Temporary insanity. You try to fix it on your own. Plan A. Plan B. You got to pivot. Find yourself feeding somebody else's pigs. In the far country. You roam beyond God's perfect will when you temporary insanity. Second thing is you recognize that you're living beneath your potential. We have a remarkable capacity to normalize dysfunction. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. We make crazy okay. Yeah. We don't address, we assimilate.
Listen.
We settle in the far country. We decorate pig pens. We find community in misery in the far country. You start to believe life is what it is. Some of us have been living beneath your potential. All because you changed your address to a far country. My only prayer guys, everybody gets a chance to get a wake-up call. Don't judge me for when I was crazy. Appreciate that I came to myself. Because there's a time and a point where everybody has to say to themselves, this ain't it. I can't justify this. I can't make this okay. This cannot be what God had in store for me. Fannie Lou Hamer say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Recognize you living beneath your potential. The prodigal son could have stayed there, but he remembered, watch this, whose son he was. Because identity cannot be determined by your location. Because even in a far country, I know who my daddy is. Yeah. This might be my reality, but it ain't my destiny. And what I can do is get up, go back to my daddy's house. Woo. He didn't take the him that left back to the daddy's house. He was in the daddy's house and was crazy. How do you know, Pastor? Because the Bible says he came to it. Which means there's a point in time he wasn't. He said, I was acting crazy because I was crazy. And y'all mad at me because of what I said and what I did. But you just too much of a coward to leave. At least I got up and did something about it. I refuse to be crazy and not at least act crazy. At least I got a reason for acting how I'm acting. Why are you still in here acting like far country in the Father's house? You don't need a new word. You don't need some encouragement. You don't need another sermon. You don't need dedication. You need to come to yourself. I don't need a new year, a new me. I don't need to redevelop my mindset and my personality. You just need to snap out of it. You just got to come to yourself. Come here, David. I encouraged myself. Wasn't nobody in the tent but me and God, and both of us came out of that changed. Is there anybody in here that can say, for a season of my life, I refuse to live beneath where God has ordained me to be? Watch this. Watch this. He says, I'm not mad at pig pens. I'm not mad at pigs, Jesse. I'm not mad at the man that owned them. Because the pigs ain't did nothing wrong. They live in conditions. It's what they comfortable with. The man that owned the pigs, he been good to me. He did what he was supposed to do. The only problem in this Zion is I ain't designed to be here. The only thing out of place is me. When I leave, the pigs gonna still be here. In school, they had, I don't remember what the name of the pictures was. They would give you three or four pictures and they say, one of these don't match. Watch this, because see, I need y'all to understand, because everybody like group deliverance. Everybody like to bring everybody else out with you. You can stay here if you're comfortable right here. Because see, some people are only comfortable in pig pens. They like rolling around and slapping other people's mess. But there's some of us that can say, I might have been there, but I ain't come to stay there. What changed about you? I came to myself. You look how you looked before. You smell like you smelled before. You got on what you had on before. What changed me? Came to my, what changed? What, you act like you better than I am. The problem is that you don't see me for how I see me. What was wrong? Nothing's wrong. That's where they supposed to be. The problem was I was out of place. So when you start apologizing to people, I'm sorry for how I stayed. I shouldn't have never been there long enough. You shouldn't have even been there long enough to even know that I was there that long. I should have been gone from that situation. The problem is not that I left, it's that I stayed longer than I should have. The issue ain't you, is that I was crazy. I was crazy the whole time. Nothing about me said pigs or pen. I shouldn't have been in there. Do you know who I am? I don't even like the smell of all of this stuff. Because guess what? It wasn't until he was in it and started acting like it that he came. Temporary. And he came. First thing, you roam beyond God's perfect will. Second thing is you recognize that you're living beneath your potential. Third thing, I told y'all I'm not going to be long. Third thing, and I'm done, is you return to your rightful place. See, we want new and improved. He got up and went back to the place he was supposed to be. Watch this. Well, Pastor, you saying I should go back to the place I was before I was crazy? No. I said rightful place. The problem is some of us don't know how long we've been crazy and we didn't change locations long enough and you've misconstrued where the Father's house really is. Y'all don't want to talk to me. And so the problem is you don't know what to return to because you don't know when it was good for you. You need to keep coming to yourself because the man told us, even the servants at my Father's house don't have to do this. And I'm not going back as a son. I'm coming back as a servant because I understand the work that he had to do to maintain whatever I left him with. And he gets up and is willing to face the man and look at him in the face and say, I ain't crazy no more. The return requires courage. You sick and tired enough, you stop calculating how other people look at you. Because I got to go back. They going to talk about you. I don't care. I got to go back. They remember how you talked to your daddy the last time you seen it. It don't matter. I got to go back. I left on my own. I'm coming back on my own. Because my Father's servants live better than I did on my own. So let me leave what he allowed and get back to where I was appointed to be. It's a cold, cold world out there. By yourself. He was a great way off. And the Father that never left home was looking for his crazy son. But never left the house. But when he was on his way back, his daddy was looking for it. Y'all missed it. Pause, rewind, come back again a second time. You preaching pedal way. It's that some of us got mad because the Father didn't come get you. Because if the Father comes get you, it's that he got sick and tired of you living beneath your potential. But you can't have far country mindset in the house. I didn't go get him. Come here, Father, let's have a conversation. I didn't come get him. But when he started coming back, I could tell his walk was different. That boy ain't walking crazy no more. He ain't talking crazy no more. He left on his own. He returns with no expectation. Because when you understand that I don't deserve anything that the Father has given me, then you appreciate everything the Father gives you, because he don't have to do anything. I just take me in. If I because my place is in your house. As long as I'm in your house, I know I'm going to be better than I would have been by myself. Pause, rewind. Is there anybody here besides me that can say it's outside of the Father's house you realize how low people would treat you, and you didn't understand everything that was going to happen in the Father's house? But when I got into the Father's house, I realized God had something in store for me that was better than anything they had to offer out there. He's a great way off. The Father saw him. Father was watching the road. He hadn't forgotten him, hadn't forgot his face, hadn't given his room away, hadn't reassigned his blessings to somebody else, being more deserving. He waited for him. He arose, came to his father. His father saw him, had compassion, ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. He ran up to him. Y'all missed it. He let him go as a son. And when he welcomed back, he welcomed back a son. Him letting you go wasn't him giving up on you. You chose to leave. I didn't put you out. I ain't handle you wrong. You said you wanted to be out there. I let you go out there. But when you come back with everything you had before you left, because now you look at it different. Watch this, y'all. Because the Father covered him. A robe, a ring, and a cow. Y'all missed it. Let me drop this off and I'm done. I promise you. Because some of us have struggled because you remember your pig pen experiences so vividly that you get to the Father's house and you still letting people treat you how they should have treated you in the pig pen. But this is my eviction notice. This is my notice to minister to somebody. This is my time to tell somebody. Stop letting people treat you because of where you've been. Y'all got to get with me. I'm ready to go out of here. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. You better stop letting people handle you because you got pig pen on you, but you've been covered by a robe. I was struggling for food in a foreign country, but there's a feast at my father's house. You can't ask me about what I used to do out there. Let me tell you what I seen in the Father's house. Don't let where you've been define where you are. Don't handle me how I used to be. I ain't crazy no more. Some of us need to announce the separation between pig pen living. Yeah. There's a trend. There's a trend going around where they're denouncing all of this stuff. You need to denounce your voter registration in foreign country. File for your official change of address. I am no longer foreign country resident. You can't handle me like I was foreign country. You can't deal with me like I was in the foreign country. Because guess what, Jesse? I ain't crazy no more. Is there anybody besides me today that can say that I understand that I ain't crazy no more? I know what I've done. I know where I've been. I know what I said. I know how I talk to you. But guess what? I ain't that no more. And you can't handle me how I used to get handled. My old character don't even pop out no more. I don't even shop at that place no more. Because every now and then I can say, I ain't crazy no more. See, some of us want to address too many people. You need to get a Dionne Warwick anointing and just tell it, walk on by. When you see me walking, just walk on by. Don't speak to me, don't talk to me, don't handle me, because I ain't crazy no more. was only temporary. It was. I need y'all with me for a second. Anybody that can say it was only temporary? It was only temporary. I know you know where I've been, but I ain't there no more. It was temporary. I ain't there no more. Don't talk to me how we talked over there. I ain't there no more. I might have a flashback, but I ain't going back. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I ain't there. Temporary. I was crazy, but it was just temporary, baby. I like that word temporary. Sheik, I like that word temporary. I like that word temporary. Romans 8 and 18 says this. I'm done. I promise y'all I'm done. My time is up. I consider that the suffering of this present time. Are not worthy. Being compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I know y'all looking for a word. Let me give it to you. It was temporary. It didn't come to stay. It's been here a long time, but it ain't gonna stay always. Is there anybody in here that can say it was temporary? It was. For I consider that the suffering of this present time. It's right now. It's just right now. It's temporary. It's just right now. I know it's bad, but it's just right now. I know you want to give up, but it's just right now. It's just, but guess what? The text says that your right now ain't even going to be in comparison with what's in store for you. See, some of us need to learn to shout about what's coming down the street. See, if my crazy was only temporary, that means that my forever is in my fix. I got to get out of here. Because see, some of us need to understand that you ain't shouting about what you're dealing with right now. I'm shouting about when it's over, it's going to be over for good. This enemy you won't see again. This dilemma you won't see again. What I'm dealing with and going through, I won't have to go through this again. Because it was only temporary. Yeah, it was temporary. I was in the pig pen, Kirade. I can't say I wasn't now, but it was temporary. It was temporary. Don't handle me like I was in the pig pen because I'm back at my daddy's house. I ain't acting funny. I was crazy then. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Yeah. See, I just need two or three of us that are just praise God for about 30 seconds. Because it was temporary. The discomfort was temporary. The problem was temporary. The sickness was temporary. I just need 30 seconds. I promise y'all I'm done. That'll say it was only temporary.